fiery horse for the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. United States, the pioneers faced many dangers. Hostile Indians, outlaw bands, and worst of all, the forces of nature. Drought, tornadoes, floods, and plagues combined to fill the settlers' lives with hardship. But one of the first things they learned was that the masked rider of the plains, with all his strength and courage, with all his great knowledge of the country, would do everything in his power to help them. It was he, more than any other man, who made possible the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for the hills! Come on, waiting for us! Come on, Silver! Away!
Nine-year-old Eric Blake and his twin sister Celia watched closely while their father stood at the gate of the corral in conversation with his foreman. Inside the corral were horses of all ages and conditions. Some were old, some were young, some were wild, some were broken, some were handsome and spirited, while others were obvious scrubs. All, however, came one by one under the scrutiny of Dennis Blake and the man at his side. Whenever his father raised a hand to point out a particular animal, Eric held his breath in fear. Finally, Celia whispered to him.
Eric? Eric? Huh? Is Paul going to sell all the horses?
Uh-oh.
Isn't he? No, just the ones he thinks ain't much good.
Toby's good.
He sure is.
Then what are you afraid he's going to sell Toby?
I don't know.
Stay horse?
He didn't say nothing.
Then why is...
Shh.
What's the matter?
Paul was pointing at you. I wanted to see which horse he meant.
Eric.
I won't see you. Now what do you want?
Who's Paul selling the horses to?
He told Zeke he was selling them to Mr. Blackman.
I heard him. Mr. Blackman?
And that's what he said.
Well, he can't. Mr. Blackman's mean to horses. He beats them.
I know it.
But he can't sell them.
You can't just keep quiet, Celia. If Pa sees us here, he'll make us go in the house.
I wouldn't speak aloud.
Well, don't. Just keep still. Say, look.
Hmm?
See? Pa and Zeke are walking towards the pump. Can you walk real quiet like a redskin without making a sound?
I guess I can walk as quiet as you can.
Then come on, follow me. Maybe we can get close enough to hear what we're doing.
Mr. Blake?
I think I could stand one, Zeke.
Well, just a second.
Oh,
There you are.
Tastes mighty good.
Think I'll take a little swig myself. Even tastes good mixed with tobacco. Well, Mr. Blake, that makes about a dozen we've culled out. How many horses Blackman say he wanted to buy?
15.
Oh.
You don't much like the idea of my selling to him, do you, Zeke?
Well, it ain't for me to say nothing, Mr. Blake. You're the boss.
Well, I can guess what you're thinking, and I'm not sure I blame you. But it can't be helped. I can use the money, and this has given me the opportunity to get rid of my scrubs. I've been wanting to cull these fellas out for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
If I'm going to raise horses, I'll have to start with good, sound stock.
Oh, sure.
How about that bay there? What do you think of him?
I rode him t'other day. Short winded.
And then you'll make 13. Mark him down.
I ain't got it.
Two more now. It's getting hard to make a choice.
There's that one.
Yeah?
Oh, mean as poison. One of these days he's going to turn killer.
Well, it looks good.
Mm-hmm, but plumb dangerous to have around. You take my word on it.
All right, that's 14. Now, let's see.
Look, boss.
Yeah?
Why don't you tell Blackman he can have 14, but that's all? How about it? Just tell him you've got these to spare, but you'd better hang on to the rest of what you got. And... what you laughing for?
Zeke, you're as easy to see through as glass.
Well, shucks, boss, all I said was...
I know what you said, and I know what you meant.
Yeah?
You're trying to keep me from selling Toby.
Oh, boss, you wouldn't do that, would you?
Why shouldn't I?
But, gosh, the youngins. Mr. Blake, you ain't got no idea how much store they set on that there horse. Well, golly, he's their pet. He's the...
That'll be enough, Zeke.
But I tell
you... Sell Toby. You'll round out the 15. I promise to deliver tomorrow. You know which ones are to go, so cut them out first thing in the morning.
Well, if you say so,
oh,
but...
You can't sell Toby.
What was that?
Hey,
you?
What's this?
I heard what you said, Bob. You can't sell Toby. You can't. He's my horse, and I won't let you sell Toby.
Here, now, just... hold on.
You can't. You can't.
Eric.
Oh, please, Bob.
Quiet.
But I...
Did you hear me, Eric? I said quiet. Stop crying.
I didn't mean to cry, Bob, but if you promised me someday I could have a horse for all my own, me and Zinny, you hoped it'd be Toby. And now you're going to sell him.
If I made you a promise, son, I'll keep it. But you're still too young to have your own horse.
I'm going on 10.
Which isn't old enough. No, son, you'll have to wait. And besides...
Huh?
When I do give you a horse of your own, he'll be a good one. A horse you'll be proud of. Toby's worthless.
He ain't neither. I like
him. We won't discuss it.
Oh, but Bob.
You're going to argue?
Sorry.
That's better. All right, Zeke, come along. There's some things I want to show you.
What do you want?
I'm awful sorry, Eric.
Well, you just need me.
But I heard what Paul said. They can sell Toby if they want, but I'll get him back. You wait and see if I don't.
The following day, after delivering the 15 horses to Blackman, Zeke returned and reined in his horse before the Blake Ranch house.
Step in. Didn't expect you back so early. Get the horse at the Blackman all right?
No trouble with him at all, Mr. Blake. And there's the cash. He paid right up. Count it, will you?
Yes, I think I better.
Daddy?
Wife's calling you, boss.
Oh, excuse me. Yes?
Dennis, I... Oh, sorry, I didn't know you were busy.
It's all right. What was it?
Hello, Pete.
Howdy, ma'am.
Dennis, have you seen the children? I've been looking everywhere for them. Have you seen him, Zeke?
Sorry, ma'am, but I just now got back from Blackman's place.
Oh. Dennis?
No, I haven't. How long have they been gone?
Oh, I haven't seen him around since right after breakfast.
They weren't home at noon?
No.
Oh, that's funny.
Why, I'm worried.
Oh, no, I don't think that's necessary.
Where could they have gotten to?
I know those two almost any place.
But, Dennis,
oh,
you...
now, honey, listen. It's still a long time before sundown. And they're probably just out somewhere playing.
But I think...
Just as soon as they realize they're hungry, they'll be coming home.
But what if they don't?
They always have, haven't they? Well, they'll be along. If they aren't in an hour or so, remind me and I'll find them for you.
Well, if you think they're safe...
Of course they are. Well, Zeke, go count this and make sure there's been no mistake.
Dennis Blake was wrong. At that very moment, Eric and his sister Celia were on a desperate mission. The two broken-hearted children were determined to rescue their beloved pet, Toby.
There's Toby, Celia. See? Look through the bushes there.
Eric, I'm scared.
Oh, well.
If we take Toby back...
Well,
he'll be the same as Steven. Mr. Blackman could send us to jail.
I ain't afraid.
Eric, let's go back. Please, I'm so tired and I'm awful hungry.
Yeller coward.
Eric Blake, I'm no such thing.
And prove that you ain't.
How?
Help me catch Toby.
But I don't...
You are a coward.
What do you want me to do?
See that rock there?
Uh-huh.
Well, you stand atop it and watch for Mr. Blackman while I climb the fence.
In the meantime, not far from Blackman's ranch, a masked man astride a great white stallion and an Indian mounting a powerful pink rode into view. The masked man gazed anxiously at the sky.
Fella.
Huh?
Pull up. Close over.
Oh, won't count. What matter?
I was just looking at that sky to the east there.
Plenty of clouds.
Rain clouds.
That's right.
With the wind from that direction, I think we're due for a storm. Let's cut over toward those hills.
Not get water?
I'd rather not stop at Blackman's place.
Oh.
If it rains, there'll be no need to. Every dry pool in the district will be full of water and running over. Listen to that.
Under here.
Well, Tommy, I've got an idea. It's not only going to rain, but it's going to be a storm to remember. Come on. We'll find cover. What's that?
That's Tumble.
Didn't that sound like a child? Where? Tumble. That's coming from beyond Blackman's ranch.
All right.
Let's go.
Come on.
Get him up, Scout.
Hurry up, fella. Hurry.
I'll give you a lesson you won't never forget. You stand still.
Stop. Leave my brother go.
And you, you little wildcat, kick me again and I'll give you what I'm giving your brother. You. Hey, what is this?
This man. Take it.
Oh, why you.
And here's another.
Oh,
hit him again, masked man. Hit him again.
Get up and I'll take that whip and use it on you.
You dirty.
You watch out.
Drop that gun. I'll show you what happened to
me.
My hand.
You're not hurt. But I should have shot to kill.
My hand, you're smashed.
Keep still.
You can't.
Or take more of the same.
You.
Now then, what's your name?
My name is Eric Blake, mister.
Well then, young fella, you'd better tell me what this is all about. But first, we're going in that shed where you won't be soaked.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. Now to continue our story. While the storm raged outside and the rancher Blackman stood by, the masked man listened to the children's story. When they'd finished...
Well, Blackman, if I were you, I'd forget about this. Let the children have their horse.
Blast it, tain't theirs. It's mine. I paid for it.
Let them have, Toby. Now return home with them and explain to their father. He understands. I'm sure he'll return the money you paid.
Gee, masked man, will you top the car? Will you really?
Of course I will, Harry.
Oh, that'll be fine.
How do I know he'll pay any attention to a masked man?
You don't.
Well, then why do you...
In the first place, Dennis Blake is no thief. You should know that. You're bound to either get the cash back or the horse. And in the second place... You've any idea of refusing? I'll start in again where I left off a while back. A man who would strike a child deserves far more than what I've given you.
Boy, I didn't know how things was. How could I?
Then you let them have the horse?
I guess so.
Good.
Yippee! Hear that, Julius? Hear it? Oh, my!
Where is Toby?
He's right outside by the corral.
And I'm going to put you two aboard and get you home. It's going to be dark when we get there. And if I'm not mistaken, your parents are worried right now.
Zeke and I have already been out. It was so dark, we couldn't see a thing. We came back for these lanterns.
That we did, ma'am.
And you found no trace of them at all?
No, Edna.
Oh.
But this time, we have to search till sun up. Zeke, take that lantern and come along.
Right.
Then I'm coming, too.
Then take that other lantern, honey.
Yes.
And let's go. Zeke, you hunt through those drawers past the corral.
Right.
Edna, you search all the buildings.
Oh, hurry, Dennis.
I'll circle to the west, and we'll meet here at the house in an hour. All right. Come on. For him, this wouldn't have happened. I'll have him shot the minute it's daylight.
Are you being fair, Dennis?
I wish I'd shot him in the first place.
The horse is to blame. It's only because circumstances ordered things that way.
I still say that...
I'm not sure. You're not more to blame for this than anyone or anything.
What's that?
You refuse to allow for the love children can hold for their pets. You're not only thoughtless, you were cruel when you sold Toby.
It's a lie. That's not so.
I think it is.
I tell you it isn't. Zeke! He made the trip already. Zeke, where's Doc Wheeler? Is he outside? Did he come here?
Marsh, I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
He ain't got no idea how it's been storming. The bridge is down. The river's a raging flood.
The bridge down?
Marsh, the river can't be crossed. We're cut off from town.
But that means we can't get a doctor. That means maybe my wife will die.
Marsh, if there was anything I could do, eh?
I'll try it.
Huh? Try what?
To swim the river on Silver. Dennis, don't give up hope. If it can be done, sir, we'll do it.
Hey, don't be a loco, idiot. Come back here. Come back. Oh, boss, he's gone. What you let him do it for? It's the same as suicide. Why didn't you call him back?
I couldn't call him back, see? I couldn't.
I'll send him away.
She's getting paler all the time.
Zeke, she is. She must have help.
Maybe the masked man will make it.
I'll wait till sun up, Zeke.
Uh-huh.
And then if he hasn't returned, I'll try it myself. Is he getting up, Zeke? Did you tell him he'd have to stay with his mother till I got back?
Boss,
Well?
Now, I don't want you to get excited.
Zeke, what is it? For heaven's sake, man, can't you talk?
Boss, Eric ain't in his room.
He's already up?
He ain't never been to bed.
What?
His sister's in there a-crying. She told me the whole thing. Boss, when you blame Toby for your wife's being hurt, that young'un slipped out of the house and saddled his horse.
But what for?
You won't get mad if I tell you?
Zeke, if you don't tell me what he's done,
now
I will
wait,
get...
Boss, now wait, and I'll tell you. He rowed out to cross the river to get the dock.
No.
He did, I tell you.
But he couldn't make it. If he tried that, he'll drown just as sure as we're standing here.
Boss, it's awful. There ain't no use pretending different.
Oh, it's as if I hadn't had enough already.
Well, I'll saddle up.
No, Zeke, you stay with Edna. My place to go. I should have gone before.
Well, if you say so.
Look at her, Zeke. She's scarcely breathing.
Yeah.
Eric gone. Maybe drowned. And if she can live till I get back, it'll be a miracle. Well, I'll gain nothing standing here.
Somebody stopping outside, boss. Maybe some of the boys. I'll send them along with you.
Yeah, they may be able to help.
Say, don't you fellas know better than to come into the boss's house without knocking? You... Holy smoke!
The masked man. And Eric. And Doc Wheeler.
Dennis, let me have a look here.
Well, where did you come?
Oh, the masked man down. He got across, and on top of that, he saved me from drowning.
Did we get here in time?
Doctor, do you think that everything will be...
One moment. Dennis, she'll be all right. But I wouldn't have asked for her if I'd been delayed another hour.
She'll live.
Yes, Dennis, she'll live.
Masked man, I owe you everything. If it hadn't been for what you've done, what you've risked...
Dennis, I'm going to tell you something.
What?
When I first arrived at the river, it seemed impossible to cross. Not even sure I would have attempted it. Eric here on Toby hadn't had the courage to make the attempt before me. If you're thanking me, remember that you owe them at least as much.
Eric.
Yeah, Pa?
I'm so proud of you, son. I just don't know what to say.
But Toby, Pa, can I keep him? Can I?
Eric, from this day on, Toby will be yours. And he'll live off the fat of the land.
Heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.